They need a transportation. So a number of industrialists and skilled and experienced people, they headed from Tehran, they headed for other cities and towns. In the early days of the war, I witnessed that myself, and recently also a number of these people came to visit us. Those days they were young people, but now they're middle-aged, but they still have the same fervor and zeal. So they went to the battle fronts, they went to the very front ranks of the battle front. Some of them achieved martyrdom, and they made repairs, they made constructions, they made industrial constructions, those bridges that really helped our armed forces during the war, vehicles, roads, they were all constructed and created by these experienced people. We have lots of these forces and manpower in this country. Maybe they are not university graduates, but they have skills and powers that sometimes act better than those highly graduated people. So we have these people both in the agriculture and in the industry. So another great potentiality is natural resources. So last year I talked about oil and gas here at the same venue, that the total reserves of oil and gas in the world is just ranked first. I mean, no country in the world possesses oil and gas accumulated. So from all the countries in the world, in the east and the west, the total of our oil and gas exceeds everyone else's. So now that I'm talking to you, the explorations we have had in the gas sector shows that even from the amount that we had in the statistics last year, that amount, our gas resources, has even exceeded that amount we talked about last year. So this is the situation of our oil and gas resources and reserves. So the energy resources, they need light, they need heat, they need economic boom, and everything they have, they depends on oil and gas anywhere in the world. So this is what we have the most of in our country. In addition to this, we have mines, we have gold mines, we have rare minerals and metal mines that you see that are spread out across this nation. So we have iron ore, we have precious gems, we have a variety and a whole range of minerals and metals that are actually the mother industry. So this is what exists in Iran, which is a great capacity again. Another capacity is the geographic situation. There are 15 countries we are a neighbor of. They're coming to this country. They're frequenting back and forth. We have transit routes. This is a great opportunity for any country. We also have this opportunity. In the south, we have free waters. In the north, we have the Caspian Sea. So among our neighbors, there are almost 370 million people as population of our neighboring countries. For an economic bloom of a nation, this number of neighbors and this population is a great opportunity. In addition to our own market, we also, that's a 75 million strong market. That's really a great and important market for any economy. So another potential that we have in the country is the software and hardware infrastructures. Software like the Article 44 of the Constitution or the 20-year vision plan, these are the right grounds for economy of the country. And also there are some other infrastructures like the roads, dams, factories and plants. These are among other capacities of the nation. Well, some people might say, if sanctions had not existed, you could have used these capacities, but because of sanctions, you cannot make use of these. But that's not true. That's wrong. in many other issues. During the sanctions, we managed to get hold of a very high points, like one generation of science generation in technology and industry. We had sanctions against us when it comes to knowledge and science. There are some advanced sciences of the day. Even today, the doors of scientific centers of the world are still closed to Taiwanese scientists and academics. But at the same time, we have made advances in nanotechnology, in nuclear technology, in stem cells, in defensive industry, and a drone and missile industry, we have made great advances.
Now,
why shouldn't we make progress and advance in the economy? In all those various areas, we have managed, we have pulled off so many successes. In the field of economy, if we have our strong resolution, make up our mind and join hands, we will be able to bring a bloom to the economy. We shouldn't wait for the enemy as to see when they will lift the sanctions or when they will come to what agreement. Hell with it all. We should just look and see what we can do on our own part. No. Time for the third question and the reply. The third question was, for this great task, for this resistance economy, to materialize, what are the requirements for that? What needs to be done? I should say that briefly. In the first place, the officials need to support the production, national production. National production is the basis of progress of the economy. So authorities need to support national production. And how? If they need legislation, they should make legislation. If it needs judicial contribution, they should do that. Sometimes there's executive support that's needed. They need to encourage, they need to take action, they need to take all these actions. So national production should be boosted. That's the first one. The second point, those who are in possession of capital and manpower, who are embarking on production, they too need to attach importance to national production in such a way that they need to raise productivity. So productivity. By productivity, we mean that the possibilities that we have on the ground, we need to make the best and optimal use. So the workers, they need to do their job carefully. That's what also God says. And so God's prophet's blessings, this is what the prophet actually has said, and has been quoted as saying that blessings of God will be bestowed on people who do the job right. They need to do the job in the right way. So the person who makes the investment, that person needs to try to make the best use of that money as put to work. I mean, the production cost should be lessened and reduced. Some unwise acts and policies raise the cost of production, so productivity drops that way. Now, the third point, Possessors of capital in the country need to prefer production relevant jobs to other activities. And so whether some individuals who have had some money or capital and they could have used that capital in some ways to make great money. They didn't do that. They went to production. They said that we want to strengthen and boost the production in the country. This is the right thing to do. This is actually a kind of donation. It's just like alms. This is one among the best practices. If you have some capital, be it small or big, they better put it to work in the production sector. Another point is that the people in all levels, they need to spread national production. What do you mean by that? That means what I just said a couple of years ago in the same place. I insisted on that, and some of the people, fortunately, did so and acted accordingly, but everyone needs to do so, and that is the consumption of domestic products. When you purchase an Iran-made product instead of a foreign-made one, then you have both generated employment and jobs and also push the Iranian laborer and worker to bring his skills and put it to work. When you use domestic products and goods, then the person, the producer or the designer, has some new ideas and novel plans. They will boost it. They will increase that. This is the national riches that you're adding. So in the past, during the dictatorial regime before revolution, they spread the word that you need to consume foreign-made products, and this is the culture they spread. They always ask, is it foreign-made or Iran-made? So if it was foreign-made, they would go for it. So this culture needs to be reversed. So we do not mean that there is a ban or it's forbidden to buy foreign-made goods, but purchasing Iran-made and domestically produced products is a need, a requirement for strengthening and making our economy resilient, and it impacts and influences every aspect in this country. So this should be taken heed of. This is the role of all the people. Here, like other parts of the world, the responsibility of officials, they're more responsible compared to others. There are so many wastages and waste such practices are because the people follow some examples, they call them. And so if there is a waste among the higher levels, then among the lower levels, among the people, you will see less waste. So preferring domestically produced goods is another preference. So let me just wrap things up and make a conclusion. So resistance economy means making the foundations of economy resilient and strong. This is among the duties of ours today, and everyone can play a role in that, both officials of the three branches of the government and the strata of the people, and all those who are have skills to work, and also those who possess capitals and thinkers. Everybody can play their own role. But what I said was a gist of what needed to be said. Now it's up to the thinkers and analysts to make their own analysis. Now, the second part of my speech refers to culture. In one sentence, I should say that culture is even more important than economy. Why is that? It's because culture is the air that we breathe. So you have to breathe the air willy-nilly. If this air that you breathe is clean, then it has some effects on your body. If the air is polluted, then it has some other effects on your body. So the culture of a nation, just like the air, If it's clean air, then it has good results. Now, we're talking about domestic production. If you want the consumption of Iran-made goods to be realized in the right way, so the culture of domestic production needs to be instilled in people's minds.